The wounded were beginning to come back off the line. Buford went down from the cupola, restless, found Bill Gamble in the field by Caliph's battery, checking ammunition. There was blood on his left sleeve. His nose was still running. He grinned wetly at Buford.
Hey, General, that was quite a scrap. How are your losses?
Not bad, not bad at all.
We were dug in pretty good. We got them right out in the open, really got a twist on them. Arrogant people, you know that? Came right at us. Listen, we got some prisoners. I talked to them. They're Harry Heath's division of Hill's Corps. That's what I've got in front of me.
Buford nodded. Gamble was talking very quickly, head moving in jerky twitches.
Sir, as I remember, Heath's got near 10,000 men. They're all within sound of the fight back that road, between here and Cashtown.
Buford squinted. The rain had quit, but the sky was still low and gray. He could see a long way off through the trees, and there were ragged bodies in the fields. Groups of men digging, cutting trees for cover. Gamble said,
Sir, he'll be back with all 10,000.
It'll take him a while to deploy, Buford said.
Yes, but he's got Hill's whole corps behind him. Maybe 25,000, and Longstreet behind that, and Ewell in the north.
I know.
Thing is this, when John Reynolds gets here, he won't have the whole army with him, only a part of it. Point is, he sniffled, wiped his nose, as I see it, the Rebs will be here this afternoon with everything they've got.
Buford said nothing. Gamble sniffed cheerily.
Just thought I'd mention it. Now, what do you want me to do here?
Buford thought. If it was a mistake, God help us.
Heath will be back in a bit, Buford said. If he's got any brains at all, and he's not stupid, he'll know by now that he's got a brigade in front of him. Don't think he'll wait to get his whole division in line. That would take half the morning.
He doesn't need his whole division.
Right. Does Devon report any activity on his front?
Not a thing.
All right. I'll have Devon pull some of his people out and leave a cover in the north and have him dig in alongside, lengthening your line. When Heath comes back, he'll run into two brigades. That should hold him until Reynolds gets here.
Right, Gamble said.
He peered up at the sky.
Glad the rain is gone. Don't want anything to slow up Reynolds.
Take care of yourself.
You know me, the soul of caution.
Buford moved off toward the north. He sent a second message to Reynolds. He pulled Devon out of line in the north and brought him in alongside Gamble, 2,000 men facing west. All that while, whenever he came near the line, he could see enemy troops moving in the fields across the way, spreading out as they came down the road, like a gray river spreading where it reaches the sea. If Heath was efficient and deliberate, he had the power to come straight through like an avalanche. Buford could hear the artillery coming into place on the far side, heard the spattering of rifle fire from probing patrols. He looked at his watch. It was after 8. Reynolds had to be on the road. The infantry had to be coming. He rode back and forth along the line, watched Devon's men digging in, heard bullets clip leaves above him as snipers crawled closer.
We cannot hold 10,000. Not for very long.
If Heath attacks in force, he will roll right over us, and we lose the two brigades and the high ground too, and it will have been my fault. And the road in the north is open. They can come in there and they'll be behind us, on our flank. There was nothing he could do about that. He had no more troops. But he pulled a squad out of Devon's line and put the young lieutenant with corn silk hair in charge and gave him orders.
Son, you ride on out that road to the north about 5 miles. You squad across some high ground where you can see. First sign you get of enemy coming down that road, you ride like hell this way and tell me. Understand?
The squad galloped off. A cannon shell burst in the air nearby, raining fragments in the wet leaves around him. The first Reb cannon were in position, limbering up easily, casually, getting the range. Now Buford had a little time to think. It all depends on how fast Reynolds comes. It all depends on how many men he's got with him and how fast Lee is moving this way. Nothing to do but fight now and hold this line. But he kept looking at his watch.
There ought to be some word.
He galloped back to the seminary and climbed the cupola and gazed back to that southern road, but there was nothing there. A short while after that, he saw the enemy come out in the open, line after line, heard the guns open up, dozens of guns, watched his own line disappear in smoke. The big attack had come. Gamble was down.